Hi, I'm Lauren Klaschneider with Class Notes for Broadway Radio. I'm here with Jose Joaquin Perez, a cast member from Fishmen, presented by the Intar Theater. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks for being here. I'm just going to dive right in.
All right.
Okay. The writer of Fishmen, Candido Tirado, has crafted simmering tense story that unfolds over games of chess in New York. What drew you to this material?
A lot of things, actually. I have a history of working at Intar, and the artistic director and also director of Fishmen, Lou Moreno, has been a wonderful mentor to me in my career and giving me a lot of sound advice. And so when he passed the script over to me in October, November, I was just, I was really up for the challenge, I think.
Mm.
You know, the script is challenging in terms of playing chess and dealing with a lot of psychological issues that are going on in the play.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really drawn to the challenge, I think.
Mm. Great. In the play, you play a man with a secret. What's it like to hold on to that until you're ready to reveal it?
I think it's probably the hardest thing in the play, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing to do is not tip your hand, you know,
mm-hmm.
until the script demands it. It was a very, it became a very challenging rehearsal process, navigating that reveal. Navigating the script calls for it at a certain point, but there's also points in the script that tip the hand a little bit. And how do we continuously A, throw the audience off guard,
mm-hmm.
and B, throw the other characters in the play off guard so they never suspect it until they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was achieved. And I don't know about the other characters in the play, but as an audience member, that was definitely achieved. So for you to continually do that performance after performance, what do you have to tap into as an actor to keep that secret so real?
You know, I've developed throughout the course of my career, I've developed a wonderful yoga practice and a wonderful meditation practice. You know, and I have a meditation guide who says you cannot pour from an empty cup. And so continuously to surround myself with wonderful people and wonderful artists who continue to fill me up. I feel like a long-winded answer for staying relaxed. Staying as relaxed as possible.
Oh, it's fascinating. Now, you also, this character has been living with seeing such horror and such tragedy. How do you manage that and have it not affect you so personally?
You know, I think as artists, we're constantly affected by these things in ways that the average individual is also affected, but they don't allow themselves to dwell in the emotion.
Mm.
I think it's impossible to separate it from myself,
mm-hmm.
But I also feel that it's a play, you know, and as real as the images are and as real as all these things are for me, it's a wonderful, able to walk away from the play a little hurt, but, you know, happy that I'm telling this story. And letting people into this character's mind, and these people who have suffered traumatic events. Letting them into, you know, a friend of mine came to watch the play and she said, a wonderful actress, Nelijah's son, she's in a lot of one-woman shows, and she said, you know, whenever you get down on yourself or when the performances are hard, remind yourself that you're healing people through this process, through this play, people who have suffered traumatic events. And so that really keeps me on the positive.
Well, the reveal after reveal after reveal with these characters is just so remarkable, and watching them interact with each other as the reveals happen.
Right.
It's so extraordinary for an audience member coming in not knowing anything and
right.
just see this unfold with exposure after exposure after exposure, it's really quite remarkable.
Yeah.
The nice thing about it for an audience member is how this set is designed, and you have the two chess tables in the middle of the room with being surrounded by the audience. It's so intimate. What is it like for you to perform in that space?
Yeah, so I performed in the space a couple of times, but never in this configuration, right? And the first time they were there, you know, the first preview was very, very shocking. Is they're literally in your lap, or I'm literally in somebody's lap. You know, the times where I've sat on someone, and I think that's fun, but. When the play gets really, really intimate and all these secrets are revealed and all these confessions are happening, it's really tough. The set designer is a good friend of mine also. Him and I went to the same college, years apart. We went to the same college together. And we also have the same high school theater director in a small town in Alamo, Texas. He recently passed away, but so there's a long history of that trust with the designer.
Right. Oh, how interesting. And yeah. Gratifying, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about Lou as the artistic director of INTAR and the director of the show and your work with him and how that has evolved from play to play.
Well, I did the first play when he became artistic director. I did the first play he directed at INTAR and was artistic director for in 2010, I believe. And I had just started to know him. And cut to, you know, 6-7 years later. And we have such a trusting relationship in which we can challenge each other to become better artists. And he's consistently and constantly challenging me. As frustrating as that can be for an artist sometimes, it's like the best way to grow, I believe. And I know he has the best intentions for me. And he's wearing two hats, you know, he's wearing the director hat and the artist director hat, which sometimes are not the same hat. We've developed a wonderful trust with each other, and we have a very similar theatrical aesthetic too. So that's very helpful. And he's also, and I think this doesn't happen very often to young artists. You know, I was 24, 25 when I first worked there. He's given me the space to grow as an artist, you know, and I think it's in New York City, we don't really find that, with a paying audience, that artists are consistently getting opportunities to grow.
Right.
You know, at a certain point, I feel like you find the thing you can do, and you do that well, and you do that more and more and more. And he constantly comes up to me with roles that I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, actually. yeah.
Well, great. This has been wonderful, Jay. Thank you so much for your time and insight into Fishmen.
Thank you.
I'm Lauren Clash Schneider with Jose Joaquin Perez from Fishmen, presented by the INTAR Theater.